Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
I repeat, yes, Perth lost themselves in the music last night as rap superstar Eminem gave his all to the 60,500-strong crowd of revelers at Optus Stadium, a sold-out show, Gunners, the second-biggest crowd in our state next to Adele's 2017 performance at Subiaco Oval.
My Facebook feed was flooded with people going to the concert.
Yeah, my daughter went as well, excited to hear how it went. She's still asleep. After 20 years on the scene, it's the first time Eminem has ever come to Perth. So Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Eminem, wowed the crowd with over 30 of his best-loved songs, including Lose Yourself and The Real Slim Shady. He addressed the crowd shouting out, "I've never been here before. You're all making me feel very welcome. We don't like flying, but we stayed on the plane for 20-something hours just to see you." He was joined by Skylar Grey for many of the songs and also covered a Drake and a Nicki Minaj track. The Rapture tour now continues over East.
Now, there's been a lot of backlash over the controversial Leaving Neverland documentary, with members of the Jackson family speaking out to Gayle King, including his older brother, Marlon.
I want them to understand and know that this documentary is not telling the truth. There has not been not one piece of evidence that corroborates their story, and they're not interested in it.
His nephew, Taj, also weighed in on the subject.
Why do you think they're coming forward now?
Money.
You think it's all about money?
Well, it's all about money.
It's always been about money. I hate to say it, when it's my uncle, it's almost like they see a blank check. And because they've been taken care of their whole life. And I think that's the problem. These people are felt that they're owed something. You know, instead of working for something, they blame everything on my uncle.
Even though Michael Jackson's estate has filed a $1 million lawsuit against the doco, HBO will still air it on March the 3rd and 4th.
Guess which Julia Roberts movie is getting a remake?
Notting Hill?
Oh, no, you can't touch that. That's my favourite movie in the whole world.
Pretty Woman?
No, not Pretty Woman either.
Pelican Brief?
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one. But no, it's the 1991 thriller Sleeping with the Enemy.
Ah.
Yeah. Apparently Fox Searchlight is giving the flick an overhaul, which focuses on a wife who escapes her abusive husband. No details on the cast yet, still in early stages.
Robin Thicke and his fiancée have welcomed a second child, Lola Elaine Thicke. She's a younger sister to the couple's older daughter, Mia, and little sister to Thicke's son, Julian, whom he shares with ex-wife Paula Patton.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.